Hello, I'm calling. Hello, can you hear me okay?
Now I can.
Okay, we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or TV?
Well, yes.
Yes? Is that you or anyone in your household?
I think everybody.
Everybody works for a news media outlet in your household?
Oh, that works for. Oh, nobody.
Nobody, okay. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
I know it is still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Oh, I'm voting.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
And can you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
58.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
Caucasian.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
Strong now.
And now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
What part of which way it's headed? There's stuff going down south and there's stuff that's really good.
Okay, but in general, which one should I record for you? Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm satisfied.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman? Is that strongly approved? Somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved.
And that was for who?
Mary Glusenkamp Perez. Her job as Congresswoman. Do you strongly approve her job? Somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Somewhat approved.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Strongly or just somewhat approve?
I strongly approve.
And thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following will you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. I have protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, climate change, and protecting the environment, improving K-12 education, combating threats to our democracy, border security, growing the economy and creating jobs, reducing crime and gun violence, fighting inflation and lowering costs, or protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
Saving our democracy and improving children's education.
Thank you. And now I would like to read your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, just let me know, okay? The first one is Dave Reichert. From 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
I've never heard of him.
Never heard of him? Okay. Mary Glusenkamp Perez. From 0 to 100?
Seventy.
The next one, Bob Ferguson. From 0 to 100?
50.
Joe Biden?
80.
80. Joe Kent. From 0 to 100?
Joe Kemp. I'll give him an 80.
The next one, Donald Trump, from 0 to 100.
Zero.
Zero. Democrats in Congress in general?
I'll give them a 90.
And Republicans in Congress in general, again?
Zero.
Zero, okay. If elected for president were held today, will you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
President Joe Biden.
If the election for Congress in Washington 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Glusenkamp Perez?
Say that again. Somebody started talking to me.
No problem. What? If the election for Congress in Washington 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Glusenkamp Perez?
I go Democrat.
And even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Kent? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
A small chance.
And now, we're almost done with the survey. We're at 65% now. Thank you so much for your time. I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. 0, if you don't think it is important at all. 5, if you think it's somewhat important. And 10, if you think it's an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. Okay? The first quality or attribute is someone who will fight to protect our democracy. From 0 to 10, how important is that?
Oh, 10.
Okay. Someone who shares your values. From 0 to 10?
10.
An independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties?
An independent that what?
Who will oppose the extremists in both parties? How important is that in your member of Congress? From 0 to 10?
Mm-hmm. 5.
5. The last 3, a small business owner. From 0 to 10, how important is that?
10.
A fighter for the middle class.
Excuse me, could you repeat that?
Yeah, no problem. A fighter for the middle class. From 0 to 10, how important is that?
Oh, 10.
And the last one, a working mom who understands the needs of families.
10. 0 to 10.
Thank you. And 10. Now we're 75%. Thank you again for your patience. I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Mary Glusenkamp Perez. And please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reasons to support Mary Glusenkamp Perez for Congress. 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means that the statement is not at all convincing reason to support her. You may use any number between 0 and 10 again. Okay, just 3 statements. The first one.
All right.
Mary Glusenkamp Perez is a true independent voice for our district. She doesn't play partisan political games. Mary has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. As the Colombian state, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative, so is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than party. After hearing that, how convincing to support her? From 0 to 10.
10.
The last 2, in February of 2020, Mary Glusenkamp Perez miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that would see her. And so after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Mary had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. Mary believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period, and we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politician who wants to make women's decisions for them. How convincing was that from 0 to 10?
10.
The last one, Mary Glusenkamp Perez, shows up. She listens to our community and takes our concern back to Congress. For instance, Mary made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Mary listened to us and worked to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader. How convincing was that from 0 to 10 to support her?
10.
Okay. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the elections for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, will you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Gluskin-Campres?
Democrat.
Okay. And lastly, this is the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your time. I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidate. But please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means the statement gives you serious doubt about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 means it gives you some doubt, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubt about supporting him. Just 2. The first one, Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban will force women and girls to give birth if they become pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent will destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves in if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering. That gives you serious doubt, some doubts or no doubts at all to support him. From 0 to 10.
Oh, to support him, 0.
Okay, but 10 means that they give you serious doubt.
Oh.
5,
oh,
doubt,
serious
and
doubt.
Zero.
Yeah, okay, 10.
10, okay? And the last one. We can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interest bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that will benefit Wall Street. And he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs but will lead to bigger profit for insurance and pharmaceutical companies. That gives you serious doubt, some doubt, or no doubt at all, from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. And after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more likely to support him for Congress or less likely?
Less.
Much less or just somewhat less?
Oh, not at all.
Much less. Okay. But in your own words, given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
Well, pretty much I don't think males, let alone politicians, don't have a right to speak about abortions.
Okay.
That's something that's, to me, that's a non-issue coming out of their mouths because they have no clue.
Okay.
And,
thank you. And the last are,
and then on top of
or anything else? I'm sorry?
Yeah. And then, you know, them trying to mess with Social Security. It's called an entitlement because we're entitled to that because we pay into it. It's our money. It's not for them to play around or do what they think that they want to do for them to make more money and take ours from us because that's our savings through the government that we've put in. Sorry.
No problem. Just let me record your answer, and thank you for your opinion. And the last two questions are for statistical purposes only. Can you please tell me what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Last fiscal year that what?
The last year of schooling that you have completed, like 1 to 11th grade, high school, some college.
Oh, I've had some college.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
And the last question, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Okay, this concludes the survey, and thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is extremely important for us, and thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.